Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's afternoon. December 18th, 2020. We're almost to 2021. Thank the Lord above for that. If you've made it to 2021, you need to do more than just pat yourself on the back after this year, because it's been a wild one. But you're here today, you're listening, not listening, doesn't make a difference. I'm just thinking and mentioning what comes across my mind, as I always say. And I'll just get right to it. Well, hopefully your day's going well. Hopefully you're about to get off, or you're off, or you're just doing some Christmas shopping. Hopefully your holidays go well. So the meek. For me as a child, I've always been the good kid. My grades weren't always good, but I was always friendly to people, right? And I noticed I was friendly with some reservations. A lot of times when you're friendly and, you know, you basically are friendly behind getting something back, or because you think people will like you. And, you know, I grew up as an adult, you know, to realize that it's okay to be friendly, but if you got reservations or if you're looking to get something out of it, it's a bad idea to do it for that reason. You should do it because you naturally want to do it. Now, as an adult, I still naturally want to be good to people and do well. But the meek are usually the people that are passed up or are just people that aren't really paid much attention to. These are the selfless people. These are the humble people. These are the honest, without trying to be hurtful people. These are people that work hard, don't ask much. These are people that probably should be paid more, but don't get paid more because they feel as though being paid is good enough. We go down the list. So Matthew 5:5 says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Or in some versions, you get, blessed are the meek, but they should know God, you know, depending on what you read out of. This is not a Bible lesson. I'm just trying to bring it all together. So when I hear that statement, the meek inherit the earth, and as a meek person, I like to think I am, I try to be, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, I've looked up things and read people's opinions or listen to people's opinions on that line out of the Bible, from Matthew 5:5. And if anything, the meek get trapped. And it feels like that. When I was, like I said before, when I was a kid, I was, you know, nice to people, but I also had a smart mouth. I always going to have a smart mouth. That's just something that I was born with the smart mouth. I'm a smart aleck, a smart ass, whatever you want to call it. And so I was sitting on the bus, I want to say fourth grade, because, you know, with the situation, person was older than me. So fourth grade, sitting on the bus, you know, I don't know how it worked in your public schools or your schools or elementary schools or whatever the case may be, but in our school bus, you were the first one. You wanted to sit on the outside. You never wanted to sit on the inside. You wanted to sit on the outside of the bus, wherever you sat on the bus. So if it was a three-seater, you want to sit on the outside. If it was a two-seater, you want to sit on the outside. So I'm sitting on the bus, sitting somewhere near the front and somewhere in the middle. Older sixth grader comes on the bus, and I know that we in the same neighborhood, all this, that, and the third. He comes up and is like, scoot over. I said, nah, I'm here first. You get in. He said, come on, man, just scoot over. I'm not trying to play with you right now. Just scoot over. And I said, nah, man, you going to get in. You know, laughing, joking. You know, it's okay. You can get in. I got here first. And all I remember, is the pain of my head slamming against the window. I mean, it happened so quickly. I don't even remember him grabbing my head and slamming it up against the window. But it happened. I'll never forget it. It was like yesterday. I can remember it. As soon as I kept saying, no, you get in. He took my head, slammed it up against the window. And, of course, I scooted over. He sat on the outside. And I sat there quiet, of course, crying because it hurt. And you know, it was a painful experience for me. And would you consider him the aggressor as being meek? Or, you know, what I did was meek. I didn't start anything with him. I didn't fight him because he was bigger, stronger than me, of course. So, I curled up, cried a little bit, and then went about my day as a fourth grader. And, basically had to get over. He apologized later in the day, but, it didn't matter in the moment because it hurt. So, I thought about that as we became adults, and I seen him a couple times, and, he seems a pretty cool guy. And then I heard he was stabbed in a fight, and he didn't make it, and it's really, really sad. And, of course, it's always sad when anyone dies. I don't care if he slammed my head into a window or not. It's really sad that, he passed away as we became adults. It happens. A lot of people you grow up with don't make it. A lot of people you break away from, sickness, all types of things. It depends on what circles they run in. And so when you think about the meek, is me being meek and him being aggressive the reason why I'm still around and he's not? Because there's plenty of aggressive people that's going to live longer than me. But I was trying to grasp the straws in a way of trying to figure out what that statement actually means. If the meek people inherit the earth, only thing I can think of in the present moment is the meek inherit the earth because the aggressive people kill each other off. I don't mean to be so blatant or so crass, but that's the only way I can think of the meek inheriting the earth, because the aggressive ones are basically to take each other out, trying to get to the top, crabs in a bucket in a way. Or it's just a saying that because aggressive people or because selfish people or because people that only think about their goals, no matter who they have to trample over and lie to, are not the ones that need to take care of the earth. It's the meek that need to take care of the earth, is the way I understand the statement. But it just doesn't seem that way. And that's what bothers me, and that's what I think about a lot, is that people look at nice people. I'm telling you from experience. You think you're not aggressive enough, to think you don't have real goals, think you don't want to be successful, think that, you're not motivated enough. And all of that is so far from the truth. I'm just as motivated as the next person. But I'd rather see you do well, and that makes me feel good. And in turn, that makes me want to do better. I don't need to achieve some crazy goals and be on the top. I always wanted to be great at something, and I'm trying to be great at something before I go. But that's my personal thing. I don't want to trample over anyone or lie to anyone or cheat or steal in order to make it. And people tell me all the time, I was recently told this, that the world is not built that way. The world is not built for you to try to be fair and rainbows and sunshine and good times. The world's not built that way. And which I understand and I agree, because, Trump is or was our president. And you think, how in the world would he be our president? He's the last person that should be president, but he was. Because of money, power, influence, blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't seem like the meek get appreciated. And it's, as the saying goes, a dog-eat-dog world. So how do the meek inherit it? And like I said, I guess the dogs just continue to eat each other until there's no one left but the people that's been trying to take care of the world, and therefore the meek inherit the world in that way, in form and fashion. But it's just a weird thing to me, because when I was younger, like I said, I was nice to people because I was hoping that they liked me. Now I just like being nice to people because it makes their day, which makes my day. I don't really care if you like me or not. That doesn't make a difference to me anymore. But I do want to make people happy and help people realize that life is, you know, it's what you make it, blah, 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 but it's not the point. But as an adult, I get more and more jaded because I keep hearing you can't do that. You can't be nice to everyone. You can't look out for everyone. Look out for yourself. I'm taken care of. I'm the meek. When you're the meek, you're not even worried about yourself because you're already taken care of. You know that you're taken care of. You know that you've been blessed. And that's why I assume the line starts, or the Bible verse starts, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Because the meek already know. But then why are the meek treated like they're getting the head slammed against the window on the school bus for just being myself? I wasn't trying to start nothing with the guy. I wasn't trying to be mean to him. If he would have said, come on, man, just get over it. Eventually, I would have got over. But because the meek annoys the aggressive, the aggressor has to show, hey, look, I'm not playing with you. I don't have time for your games. I don't have time for your fun. I'm too agitated at X, Y, and Z. So you need my show of strength and power needs to be shown here because you're not going to do it. And that's why it seems weird that the meek shall inherit the earth when the meek is never respected. The meek are always appreciated. I can go back to, you know, girls I like growing up and situations where I've always heard, oh, you're just like a really good friend. That's because I'm too meek. I don't get it. I get it now because women want, I've said this before, women are more pulled towards alpha men. And if you come off as humble and nice and sweet and respectful, that's not attractive. It's attractive in a long run. It's attractive down the road when as people grow older. It's appreciated. It's respected. But it seems not to get people far. I'm just determined to prove that we will inherit the earth. I just don't want to get killed behind it. You know, I don't think I'll put myself in situations to be harmed because I'm being so nice. I have toughened my skin up more since I was younger. But people, I've been, you know what, and I just thought about it. When I was young, I got in a lot of fights. I'm not an aggressive person, as I've been saying this whole time, but I got in fights because people would test me, just like the school bus incident. That wasn't the first one. That wasn't the last one. And as an adult, I have to be more forthright and more stand my ground and stomp my foot, or it will continue to happen as an adult. It happens in the business world all the time. No one's going to pay you because you're doing them. You're a good worker, and they may pay you because you make the company money, but they're not going to come to you and go, you know something? You're a hard worker. People like you. People get along with you. You're respectful. You know you don't ask for much. We really appreciate that. Here's more money. No, it doesn't work that way. As the saying goes, closed mouths don't get fed. So it's like I continue to struggle with. It's hard being meek when the meek is constantly getting his head slammed up against the wall, slammed up against the window. But, I, figuratively, slam my head against the window all you want. I'm not going to change trying to get along and make this a world, more peaceful place. That's never going to be something I'm going to stop doing. It's always going to be a goal of mine, is to be fair to people that are fair to me, but don't be taken advantage of, but just continue to hold on to some type of morality, even though I've never be perfect, or just something that people can say, well, you know, At least he's trying. As they say, God bless him. At least he's trying. I'm going to continue to try. But, man, they make it hard for the meek to inherit the earth. Some way, somehow, it has to happen. It's really hard to see, though.